Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Amy Lesikowski joining us now. The 11-day power play. It's going to happen this year, and it's going to look a lot like it did the very first time it happened. Amy, thanks for being with us. Now, we know that it is going to be going back to that 11-day-long record-breaking hockey game. If you could kind of reset for everybody out there, if you see people talking about the upcoming 11-day power play, trying to raise money, they're doing it because they're about to undergo a really extraordinary feat.
We are. You know, we decided to go back to our roots from 2017 and break the Guinness World Record for the longest hockey game. And this past week, Alberta, Canada just broke the record. So we're excited to, you know, break that record in November and raise as much money as possible for the cause. The great thing with Alberta, Canada is that we're great friends. You know, a lot of people are surprised by that, but we're in this for the same cause, and we're super ecstatic for them that they broke the record and raised $1.5 million for Alberta, Canada Hospital.
How long were they skating in Alberta? What do you have to beat?
252 hours. I think a lot of people think that when people break these records, they, you know, do it for as long as they can. And out of respect for the game, we only break it by a few minutes. And that's because we know somebody else is going to have to break it. And it's just a respect for the other organization that does it.
It's a lot of hours. You know, you're talking over 250 straight hockey games back to back to back to back. How many of the players taking part in the 11-day power play this year had broken that record initially a few years ago, and how many will be brand new?
So we have 22 players returning, and we have 18 new players. Some of these players, you know, have played in the community shift. So, you know, the 11-day power play isn't new to them, but going after a world record and being on the ice for, you know, more than 252 hours is something that's new. But we're training starting this Saturday. We begin to get together as a group, and it's just such a wonderful group of people. You know, we have two women that are playing this year, and we're just really excited to have them meet each other this Saturday.
Wow, so women for the very first time. That's that really mixes this thing up, doesn't it?
It does, and it's, you know, it's important, and we're just really excited to have them on board. You know, they're two women that have played in the community shift, and they're dedicated to the cause, and they're really excited to be a part of it this year.
What is the goal for you? I know over years past, you guys have raised over $5 million for not just Roswell Park, but Camp Good Days. There's Make-A-Wish. There's a whole lot of different areas where you've been able to do good work and donate that money. What is your goal for this year, and how can people start to help out?
Well, our goal every year is $1 million, and we hope to exceed that. And anyone that wants to help can visit us at 11daypowerplay.com. There's a donate button there, and you can, you know, donate to a specific player. You can donate to, you know, in the general category. What's really interesting is our 40 players are currently online on our website, and you can read their stories and why it's important to them to, you know, raise the funds that they do. Everyone's affected by cancer, and you know, these courageous 40 players are doing it because it's in their heart, and they're going to be preparing all year for this game.
You know, Amy, last year I think was the first time you moved it to Riverworks, and that's where it's being held this year. What do you like about this venue?
You know, it's such a great venue. Riverworks staff, it was wonderful to us when we had to, you know, switch gears this past summer and have host a street hockey event at their facility. And it's just wonderful. It's right in the downtown, you know, part of Buffalo where it's easy to get to. And we're hoping that we can have spectators by that time and people can enjoy and watch. And it is a bit brisk being on the water, and we will be battling the elements in November. But we're fully preparing to, you know, make sure that our players are well taken care of and get through that game.
It's a lot of time between now and November, as we've been talking about all morning long. You know, there's a lot of positive news out there, but who knows what the world is going to look like. November 13th through November 24th, Riverworks kind of gives you that flexibility to where if, you know, you still need to be in an outdoor setting for that large amount of people or something like that, you kind of have a few different options here.
We do. And it's people can watch from inside the restaurant if that's the way it needs to be. That's how it was this past summer. But, you know, we're really hoping that we can have people cheer this group on face to face and be, you know, banging on the glass like a regular hockey game. But, you know, we'll make sure that whatever we do is safe and we follow all the current rules and guidelines that we have to do. But it's exciting to be outside. We did it last time inside at Harbor Center, and we felt, well, if Alberta does it outside, we need to do it outside. So they, on average, had negative 40-degree weather when they broke their record last week, and we're hoping that we don't battle that type of weather. Hopefully will be a little bit milder than that here in Buffalo.
Yeah, well, listen, Buffalo weather sometimes is nasty, but we're no Alberta.
We're no Alberta, that's for sure.
Well, that, right there, I think it'll already be better here.
Yes. And, you know, starting to train and be prepared, we'll be out on the ice at Riverworks this weekend and, you know, get a little taste of what it's going to be like.
Hey, do you need any volunteers, Amy, or is it too soon to tell?
You know, we right now, we're required to have 4 referees on the ice at all times. It's a new Guinness rule for us. It was always 2, and now it's 4 this year. So anybody out there that has a history of, you know, playing hockey or has been a coach, you certainly qualify. And I would encourage you to go to our website and be a part of this world record game and help us out. So 11daypowerplay.com, that volunteer link is up. We will open up our other volunteer positions sometime in May. But there's always so many great ways to get involved in the event, selling merchandise, you know, check-in, all different types of things. So it's a lot of fun, and we hope to recruit well over 330 volunteers this year.
Is Guinness World Records concerned about obstruction in front of the net? I mean, four refs. Is there any particular reason for the change? Were things getting a little too chippy in Alberta?
Well, we actually have to call, you know, the game has to be NHL rules. So the NHL has 4 referees on the ice at all times. So that's a new thing that they put in place a couple years ago. So Alberta did have 4 refs. And, you know, we'll have an official ref that will be in charge of all of the refs on the ice at all times, just to make sure that we're dropping the puck on time and everybody knows what they need to do to help us win this record.
Well, great to hear how these plans are coming into shape, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you throughout as we lead up to November. Amy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Amy Lezikowski with 11daypowerplay.com.